This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Lorna Doone by R.D. Blackmore.
Track 1.
The story is preceded by a note about the author. Richard Doddridge Blackmore was born in Berkshire in 1825 and died in 1900. When he was 11, he was sent to Blundell School at Tiverton in Devon, and so was well grounded in West Country faith and tradition. Later, he went on to Exeter College, Oxford, and was called to the bar, but his health broke down, and so he gave up London life, married, and moved into the country and became a classical master at a Twickenham school. He lived at Teddington, where he had a wonderful fruit garden. Lorna Doone was published in 1869, after Blackmore had published several volumes of poems, and it was his third novel. His other books never achieved the fame of the great story of Lorna and John Ridd and their life on Exmoor. It has been called as good a love story of its generous kind as we have had in West Country romance. Blackmore wrote a preface. This work is called a romance because the incidents, characters, time and scenery are alike romantic. And in shaping this old tale, the writer neither dares nor desires to claim for it the dignity or cumber it with the difficulty of an historic novel. And yet he thinks that the outlines are filled in more carefully, and the situations, however simple, more warmly coloured and quickened than a reader would expect to find in what is called a legend. And he knows that any son of Exmoor, chancing on this volume, cannot fail to bring to mind the nurse tales of his childhood. The savage deeds of the outlaw Doones in the depths of Bagworthy Forest, the beauty of the hapless maid...